You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest on the line, Christina Siporis, who is the founder of Moroccan Magic, Busy Girl Daily, and Boston Business Women's Group. Hi, Christina. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on. You're such an inspiration with so many traits behind your back.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. So let's talk about where you're originally from.
So I grew up in Newton, Massachusetts, right outside of the city.
Awesome. And you're still a Boston girl. You're still here, right?
Yes. Yes. I did a short stunt in New York City, but I am back.
Couldn't leave your hometown. You had to come back.
No, we always come back.
Hey, that's awesome. So I'd love to discuss, you know, since you're a woman of many business ventures, what your first one was. You created a Greek tea, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. What's the story behind it? And what is it called, by the way, for our listeners?
Sure. So it's Zeus Greek Iced Teas. It's a immune-boosting natural herb that grows in the Greek mountaintops. It's known for its many health benefits. And I've actually visited Greece every summer since probably the age of three. Half of my family's over there still. And, you know, one of our, you know, family traditions was we always drank the tea over ice in the summers. So I had been doing wedding and event planning for about 10 years. I was working for a Madison Avenue, Upper East Side wedding planning firm. And we did really great events and galas and conferences, but was very, very burnt out. So spent a summer with my family in Greece. And I wasn't really looking forward to going back into the industry and always wanted to do something on my own, but wasn't sure what that was. So I was kind of very curious when I was in Greece that summer. And the more research I did on that herb and, you know, just sitting with my grandmother drinking the tea, I thought it might make a really great ready-to-drink iced tea beverage for the U.S. And no one was doing it and kind of hit the ground running, moved back to Boston, you know, moved back home with my parents and, you know, started waitressing at night and really spent every day for about a year developing the formula and the product line and, you know, what it would be and launched it, I don't know, about a year, less than a year and a half later since the idea. Brought on a partner, and we kind of took it mainstream. We're in Wegmans, Roche Brothers, and hundreds of independent stores as well.
That's so awesome. So just out of curiosity, regarding this herb, what is it good for?
So it's, you know, we can't make any specific health claims to our products, mm-hmm. but basically, if you're not feeling well, your yaya, your Greek grandmother, would always give this to you to drink. So if you have a bellyache, it's great for digestion. There's articles and there's been studies done in London that tested that it kills 18 bacteria found in the common cold and the flu virus. It has a lot of antibacterial properties, anti-inflammatory properties. So it's basically in the family of chamomile, but more of the medicinal side.
Awesome. I mean, that's great to know, especially in the winter months coming up. So
that's year-round really iced tea. We do that anyways in Boston.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So, of course, then your next business venture was Busy Girl Daily, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what, you know, it's a consulting business, right?
Yes. Well, it's definitely consulting, and it's also under my book, Busy Girl's Guide to Happiness, which I'm launching just next month.
That's right. That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, I think the whole Busy Girl name came about because, you know, I've kind of taken a really long self-help journey, and I've been to every educational seminar. You know, I've studied with some of the best mentors, and as an entrepreneur, I knew how important it was to not only be really comfortable with your strengths, but also really get to know your weaknesses and, you know, where you might need help or to bring other people in to truly be successful. So to me, in the consulting work that I do, I tie in a bit of life coaching as well. And I know that especially, you know, young women who are just starting out, it's really important to be comfortable with yourself first, to be able to, you know, present yourself into the career world and put your best foot forward, you know, which often translates into success and abundance and living, you know, life to the fullest capacity. So it's kind of a whole slew of things that I do with my consulting clients, anywhere from PR to marketing to social media to kind of doing a brand audit on what they already have out there and how we can make it better. My website should be up in about a week. We're kind of readjusting it right now, but there's going to be some great online services. So, you know, a quick, easy how to get published or how to get investors or how to take your brand from idea to market in 10 steps. And I want to make it affordable to everyone and kind of more accessible to mainstream. So that's what I'm working on currently.
That's so awesome. You have a lot of exciting things for 2016, like fresh starts for you.
Yeah.
You know, especially because it's so exciting. I'm very excited for you. So,
thank you.
Of course, now we want to talk about your latest business venture, which is Moroccan Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely amazing. It's so silky on the lips. I do have a lip balm myself. So I just wanted to thank you so much for that. That was awesome. So tell us about this product. So it's made with argan oil, right?
Yes. So traditionally in Morocco, argan oil is actually used mostly on skin and on lips for under eye in massage. And traditionally, it's just a really great essential oil. So for some reason in the U.S., it's kind of made its mark into hair care products, but no one, I feel, has really hit mainstream with actually reasonable prices, you know, that you could sell into CVS or Whole Foods or, you know, I don't know, Walgreens, Target as a lip care line, and, you know, that hopefully will grow into a skincare line as well. So I was pretty shocked that, you know, honestly, no one's done it yet, and I had a bottle of the pure argan oil, and last winter I was kind of just playing around with it, putting it on my, you know, skin at night and under eyes and on my lips, and it was just so nourishing and amazing and smelled delicious. So I just did some research in regards to, you know, finding someone to work with who was organic and who used really, really high grade quality ingredients to kind of put a lip balm out there that I don't think has been done yet. So we had really, really high standards for it and definitely spent a good amount of time developing it. And I'm pretty proud of what we put out there.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. Your products are very all about like self. I mean, I want to say it's self-help because it's all about nourishing your body in different ways, from liquids to, you know, things to put on your lips. I think it's awesome what you're doing. It's
Thank
so
you.
Great. What are some goals you have for yourself, you know, as an entrepreneur? What do you see yourself doing next?
Well, I think definitely want to get a little bit more serious about Busy Girl. It's funny that, you know, I never really thought I would be a consultant, but I'm very, very active on social media, and some people in my network started asking me, you know, do you consult? Can I hire you to help launch my brand? And it kind of grew very organically. So I'm realizing that there really is a need for it. And, you know, through trial and error of, you know, 6 years now being an entrepreneur and, doing it and, you know, even failing and coming back and doing it again. And, you know, I have a great network and support system, and I do feel like I have a lot of, you know, knowledge to share with other women so they can do it faster and they can do it, you know, saving more money and not making some of the mistakes that I did originally. So I kind of wish I had found that consultant or mentor when I was starting out as well. So I'm trying to be that person for others right
That's
now.
So great. Well, you're also speaking from experience, you know, like no one teaches better than somebody who's been through it. So
very true. Yeah. Coming full circle now.
Yeah.
So totally. It's all worth it.
So who would you say is your biggest inspiration in, you know, being an entrepreneur? That's are some people you look up to?
Well, I would say, especially starting Zeus, you know, Boston's a very, very small town, and there's some people who, you know, I felt they would be a big reach for me to kind of ask for help or guidance. And some of those people ended up being, you know, are still my mentors today. So Bill Galatis, he's very well known and was one of my mentors at Mass Challenge, who's still, you know, great. And anytime, you know, I get stuck, I can always reach out to him. You know, some of the more high level that I hope to meet someday, you know, and she's taken a little bit of a turn in her career, but Bethany Frankel, who started as the Housewives of New York, and she was the woman who, you know, said everything that everyone was thinking but no one wanted to talk about. And, you know, she wrote a very courageous book about her leaps and bounds that she took, you know, the 9 times that she failed to, you know, only the 10th time get back up and succeed. And she, you know, had that attitude where she was very honest and authentic and real. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, struggle the first like 3 to 5 years. And, you know, a lot of people aren't talking about and kind of doing the fake it till you make it. So she was definitely someone who, you know, even through her book, gave me the courage to really just launch this when I was kind of scared and in that moment before I could take the big leap. And another great book out there right now is The Big Leap.
That's so awesome. I could totally see the similarity of, you know, why you look up to Bethany. Like, she just is CEO of so many different things, too. So that's awesome.
Yeah. It's just funny that, you know, it's very clear that, you know, you resonate with someone because you have a lot of those same, you know, characteristics in yourself. And it's just nice to learn from someone who is very, very honest about their struggles and, you know, the real side of entrepreneurship.
Right. Well, it makes them admirable, like more real. Well, you know, anybody would admire that because a lot of people, like you said, like they fake it till they make it. And how would you know otherwise, you know?
Exactly.
So true. Well, that was inspiring. Thanks, Christina. So tell us how, tell us, obviously, you know, you started a group on Facebook called Boston Business Women. And tell us a little bit about who's involved, how people can join the group and that stuff as well.
Sure. So just a quick story of it. I was at a luncheon last year with Chef Jody Adams, Catherine D'Amato, the president of the Boston Greater Food Bank, all of these amazing Boston businesswomen. And kind of the whole theme of the day was you really need to get to know your community. You know, it's all about collaborating these days, not competing. There's plenty of room on top. And, you know, we really need to come together. So I raised my hand in front of 300 women and I asked, you know, I've really been looking for a great networking group in town. Can you, you know, can anyone recommend one? And no one in the room seemed to be able to, you know, mention someone that they believed in or a group that they really felt strongly about. So I just decided quickly I was going to start a Facebook group and kind of pull all the women together who I believe need to meet each other. And then I asked everyone in that private Facebook group to do the same and add women, you know, who they think should be part of the group or who would be great to network with. And it kind of just grew very quickly and organically. It's a very active Facebook group. So if you just type into the search engine on Facebook, Boston Business Women, we should pop up very quickly. I can also send you the link to share with your readers, our viewers. But basically, we started planning monthly networking and educational events, and I think the group is just about a little under 2,000 members, and we basically decided we wanted to do something even bigger for the group. So on May 9th, we're having the first innovation conference for Boston women, and our whole theme is for Boston women, by Boston women. So we're not selling corporate tables. This truly is tailored to the entrepreneur, the business owner, and, you know, the young professional in Boston. And I honestly reached out to Arianna Huffington, an editor-in-chief of Self Magazine, just through Instagram, you know, being very authentic and real and sharing the story of what I'm doing. And they wanted to be a part of it. So we're kind of growing something, you know, bigger than we had imagined. My partner, Megan Marini, who's the founder of Marketing Superheroes, is working very hard with me on that. Anna Sui, who we just brought in, and now we're, you know, creating a whole committee and having monthly meetings and have interns, and it's turned into another, you know, a third business, which I didn't anticipate that when I started.
That's so exciting. Great. So what's the setup of the event, like, for people that would go?
So it's 10 a.m. to 4. We are having it at the Westin Copley. Our whole theme is around wellness, life balance, health, you know, again, the real authentic stories. And we want to, you know, create a deeper impact and, you know, definitely tips and tools and practices and secrets to success that these women are going to walk away with at the end of the day. So it is going to be round tables. We're going to have a nice luncheon. We're going to have a great opening keynote speaker, and then Arianne Huffington is going to be our keynote address in the afternoon. She's going to have a book signing. But we have some great, if you look on bostonbusinesswomen.com, we have about 5 panel topics that day that we're going to cover with experts in the area, a lot of successful Boston businesswomen who have taken their companies public and, you know, who've done it themselves. And we're bringing on some really great, exciting, innovative partners and brands who are really, truly, you know, the tastemakers in the industry. And you'd be surprised how many amazing companies have started out of Boston and who are women-owned as well.
That's so true. I know, like, they say that Boston and San Francisco are, like, the 2 main areas for startups, right?
Yeah. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, super interesting. Well, this was really inspiring today, Christina. So tell everybody how they can follow you on all your social media and, of course, your websites for your products.
Sure. So on my social media, Instagram is what I use most. It's at BusyGirlBoston. On Twitter, I'm not in love with Twitter yet, but we're getting there.
It'll come with time, right?
I'm at BusyGirlBoston on Twitter as well. My personal Facebook page is, /BusyGirlBoston. And then my website is BusyGirlDaily.com and BostonBusinessWomen.com and MoroccanMagicBeauty.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Christina, for coming on today. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, this show is brought to you by LucyLockettLoves.com.
You're listening to Jay-Z on The Social Scene. The Social Scene.